Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by Riley County Commission Vice Chair Ben Wilson. As we continue our conversation here about Riley County government, do we have a caller on the line? Let's go to the caller then first up. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
About the Riley County gun range, Riley County is surrounded by other counties and lots of other law enforcement folks over there. Surely they must train and shoot someplace. Mm-hmm. Why can't Riley County get with some of these other places and get some central location maybe and have, you know, work it out, be a joint? Why would we have to just own our own place or take another person's property by eminent domain? Because my thing is, that's just plain wrong to take someone's property for that purpose. You're not building a road or anything. And if they don't want to sell, you shouldn't force them. But I think, you know, it could surely be a cooperative benefit for everyone around in this area to have them form a range somewhere else and do it that way. And I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point. It's the biggest reason that we'd want one of our own close to Manhattan is just convenience. It takes a lot of time to drive back and forth to other shooting ranges. But maybe that's if there's somewhere that would be already set up in Junction City, for instance, that we could drive to that's not necessarily too far. So it would add up over the years of how much drive time we'd have police officers doing, but does get offset by having to pay for purchase and upkeep of a property. So yeah, that could be something worth looking into.
And I believe we've got another caller here. This is a hot topic here. So good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yes, this is Captain Tim Haggerty, Riley County Police Department. I'm just out and about listening to the show, and I wanted to clarify a couple of questions. I'm not speaking to the issue of eminent domain. That's a political issue. But just to answer some of the questions that callers had about other locations, currently Junction City Police Department and the Kansas State Police Department, and I believe Gary County, they qualify at an indoor range in Junction City, which is fine for a qualification shoot only. But the indoor range does not permit moving and shooting, which is what we do frequently, nor does it permit long rifle fire range, as we need with our snipers. So those are some of the inhibitors of that particular location. And it is that moving and shooting and that those other live fire exercises that we do that other agencies may not do, which makes it critical for us to have a large piece of property that's easily accessible and that's nearby, because drive time can often mean overtime. And if there is some piece of property that we could share with somebody in the confines of those guidelines, you know, that's fine. I think what Commissioner Wilson said is accurate. Again, I'm not speaking for the agency on this point, but I think all we are interested in is a place that meets our needs and that it is long-term. So if we can do those things, we can qualify, we can do live fire exercises, we can do long gun qualification exercises, and it's conveniently located, and we have long-term prospects with guaranteed access when we need it. You know, whatever solution meets those needs, I think we'd be happy with it. Obviously, the new directors are going to be weighing in on that, but from a training standpoint, from a qualification standpoint, I just wanted to answer some of those questions for people. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Haggerty. That's helpful clarification.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great points there. And, you know, obviously, the eminent domain situation here puts a wrinkle in how this moves forward, but we're at in the process. You said it's about a year out before the lease expires, so this, you guys want to move on this fairly quickly, I'd imagine.
Right. With the lease extension, we have about 18 months until it expires. Previously, before the one-year extension that the owner offered, we were looking at 6 months, and so that was kind of getting close down to the wire on finding a location. if we were going to find a different location. And having the extra year would give us a little bit of time to look into other locations if we want, if the majority of the commission wants, that is. And if we do go ahead with the eminent domain process, the majority of the commission could start that at any time, and it would just take a few months.
You're kind of in a rock and a hard, between a rock and a hard place here, because you're about to go off the commission here.
Right.
So, there's no chance this is going to get fixed, probably determined before you're off.
I want to do my best to help look into other options and see if there's anything else that we should be pursuing. But I just have a month, so I wouldn't be able to follow through on that.
I did get a couple more questions passed along to me from someone who didn't have the time to be on air, if you don't mind. Someone wanted to ask if you decided not to go with the eminent domain route. They wanted to know if you have any idea of what the cost to clean up the current range would be as you depart from it.
We don't know yet what the cost of cleanup would be if we were to leave the current location, and that's also part of the equation. If there's significant environmental contamination, then it'll be a big cleanup cost that would most likely be split between the county or police department and the landowner. So that's a difficult piece of the equation.
And they did have a follow-up there. Sorry to cut you off also. It's kind of unrelated, so not really a follow-up, but a second question, I guess. Mm-hmm. I should put it. They also wanted to know if you would need the whole 100 acres of the land that through the eminent domain process, or would you only need a stretch of it? What would be the plan there, or has that been really discussed yet?
The discussions we've had is we'd like all of it, but really if we just have access off the main road and the area that's large enough for doing the shooting, that's probably all we'd need. I think part of the consideration is we wouldn't want someone living on the rest of the property right next to it who would complain about noise or whatever. But in my mind, that's negotiable. I don't know for sure where the rest of the commission would be on that.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. And we do have another caller if you're ready.
Yeah, we can take one more caller, and then we'll probably take another break here. So go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Whoever, I don't know who the representative was that called in from the Rider County Police Department, but if they could call back in and advise the listening public, what are the requirements on that? What's the state statute say? Now, is it different for the only single consolidated law enforcement have 105 counties, 104 have got chosen to do that, but is this an internal decision that they have to have the moving targets and they have to have the long gun range and all this, that, and the other, or is that just an internal policy of RCPD, like they wanted to have a $300,000 vehicle that we would maybe only use, well, we would have needed one three times in the last 5 years. So is this an internal policy, or is this a state statute policy, or is it something that's statewide, or do we just make up the things we want to make up, and then we say that's policy, and that's the way we're going to do it? My mind is made up. Don't confuse me with the facts. It's kind of the attitude. So if he could call back in and explain those rules rather than just their side of it. Thank you very kindly. Have a great day.
Thank you. I see we had another call just come in. Is that Captain Haggerty?
Yeah. I do believe so. It is.
Okay. All right.
Well, appreciate you calling back in, Captain Haggerty.
Yes, I was just sending my call waiting for something like this. So the state mandates a certain qualification course, and that qualification course involves standing and shooting at targets, standing still and shooting at targets. There's a little movement in there, but that's the basic state qualification that everybody has to have. What we've developed is a training program that involves more than that, because when an officer-involved shooting happens, it's not going to be standing still shooting at a target. It's going to be in low-light conditions, or it's going to be shooting at someone who's moving. We train officers to take cover. So the other requirements, we're not just making those up. We're doing those for the safety of our officers, for the success of our officers should they be involved in an officer-involved shooting, and for the safety of the public, because you
you play like you train, is an old adage. And if you just stand and shoot at paper targets that turn and face you, we're not preparing our officers for the reality of what research tells us about officer-involved shootings. We have a very well-developed reality-based training program. There have been a number of occasions, and the director I know has talked about these, Dr. Schoen, on the show before, situations in which our officers responded extremely well and without having to use deadly force because of the way that they were trained. And so a once a year just standing still basically and shooting at non-moving targets that's mandated by the state, I don't think it's sufficient for the protection of our officers, for the protection of the community. And those are the decisions that we've made. Again, it's not just something that let's make this up and do this. It's based upon years of training and research into this matter. Now, ultimately, as I'm sure the director will tell you, whatever the county provides, that's what we'll end up using. But in answer to the caller's questions, and I hope that answers the other questions, that there are reasons behind these things. That someone may disagree with those reasons, but he was asking for that, so I thought I'd call back in and provide that.
Can you also comment on the accreditation? Is that at all linked with the shooting and training standards?
Not specifically.
Okay.
Now, if we were just to go to a once a year qualification is mandated by the state, we wouldn't have any problem as far as accreditation is concerned.
Okay.
But again, our main concern is our officers' performance and the public's safety, and that's why
Right.
we train the way that we do.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in again and helping with the clarification.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Awesome. Great points here. We appreciate that. We're a little long on time here, so we're going to take another break on In Focus. We'll come back, have more with Riley County Commission Vice Chair Ben Wilson after these words.